Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So the subject is the power of kingdom righteousness. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. It is from this verse that we get the phrase kingdom righteousness. Because we see that the kingdom of God and righteousness is put together by God. And whatever God puts together, no man should put asunder. So you cannot separate the kingdom of God and righteousness. You cannot seek one without the other. And you cannot teach one without the other. If righteousness is relevant practically to our lives on earth, then the kingdom of God is also practical today in our lives on earth. Because the Lord puts them together. But I want us to note the phrase his righteousness. Because Jesus in this verse is not just talking about the subject of righteousness. He is talking about a particular type of righteousness. Because righteousness is in types. First of all, we have kingdom righteousness that this verse is talking about. This one is righteousness that you get by believing what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. So on the cross, Jesus took our sins and gave us his righteousness. And when you believe it, you have this type of righteousness called kingdom righteousness. So I want you to know that kingdom righteousness comes by believing the gospel of the cross. That is the first type of righteousness. The second type of righteousness is our own righteousness. Because it's our own righteousness, I call it religious righteousness. It is righteousness that you get by your own effort at keeping the law of Moses. So this second type of righteousness, religious righteousness, it comes by the law. It comes by the works of the law. It comes by keeping the law. The Unfortunate thing about this second type of righteousness is that it does not please the Lord. Although it looks to us like righteousness. The reason why it does not please the Lord is because it is your own effort at looking righteous, trying to become righteous. The most serious thing about the second type of righteousness is that it does not focus on God, or if you like, it doesn't focus on Jesus. It focuses you on yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It makes you take your eyes from the Lord Jesus and what he has done. And just as the Lord does, it makes you know yourself. And sometimes when you are of the works of the law, it makes you puff up. It makes you think that you are holier than the other person. Because it is a focus on your own effort at trying to live righteously. So, these are the two types of righteousness. Let's read about them in the book of Romans, chapter number 10. Romans chapter 10. And verse 1 to 3. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. So the Bible is talking about the people of Israel. It says, for I bear them witness that they have a zeal of God. They love God, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3 now. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness. Please underline God's righteousness. That is his righteousness in Matthew chapter 6, 33. So the people of Israel are ignorant of kingdom righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness. Please underline own righteousness. That is the religious righteousness. That comes by the effort of human beings trying to live out the law. Let's finish the reading. They have not submitted to the righteousness of God. In other words, it says that the people of Israel had not submitted themselves to his righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is possible for you to be a believer today and focus on your own righteousness instead of focusing on his righteousness. But there is power in his righteousness. There is power in kingdom righteousness. And that is what I want to unveil to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to focus on his righteousness. Let's read about that in Philippians chapter 3. And then verse 9. Philippians 3:9. The Apostle Paul is talking about Jesus. When he says in Philippians
3:9,
he says, and be found in him. In him, referring to Jesus, be found in Jesus. Not having my own righteousness. You see, the thing about being a believer is that you can be found in Jesus, but you can be found in him having your own righteousness. Paul says, I don't want that. Not having my own righteousness. Not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God by faith. This righteousness which is from God is his righteousness or kingdom righteousness. He says that he gets that righteousness by believing. Or by faith. Says which is through faith in Jesus, what Jesus Christ did for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can be listening to me and you are found in Jesus. In other words, you were a believer, but your focus is on your own righteousness that comes by your effort at obeying the law or your effort at trying to live well for God. Paul says that our focus should be on the righteousness which is from God by faith, even as a believer. Because the righteousness which is from God by faith or kingdom righteousness focuses you on Jesus. Your own effort at living well practically focuses you on yourself. And that defies the kingdom way of operating. The kingdom way of operating is for you to focus on Jesus and not of yourself, on yourself. So in the first kingdom era, when God created Adam and Eve, he put them in a kingdom mode or a kingdom way of operating. This is how it manifested. Although they were naked, they were not conscious that they were naked until they sinned or they fell. When they fell from the kingdom mode to the religious mode, suddenly they started looking at their own selves. And they saw that they were naked. So they got into their own effort at trying to look palatable, presentable before God by sewing fig leaves and clothing themselves. When God came upon the scene, he took those fig leaves away. Apparently, he killed an animal and clothed them with the skin of the animal. So that they will get into a kingdom mode again. That when they look at themselves, they will not see their own efforts and their own selves, but they will see Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to challenge you today that you must come alive to kingdom righteousness. In other words, always your focus must be on Jesus and what he has done. Not on yourself and how well you lived yesterday, how well you lived this morning, not on yourself, but always focusing on Jesus.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, kingdom righteousness is God's righteousness, the first and original type that existed before the law with our father Abraham. You see, Abraham was somebody who lived before the law was given. Now, in his life, God pronounced that he was righteous even without his own works, without trying to obey the Ten Commandments and the 613 laws that was later given to the people of Israel. He was pronounced righteous. What kind of righteousness did he have?
Now, Abraham, now I'm missing it there for you to me. Now, and son, I wasn't in bread, you know, my uncle can't win. Was the Bob Azul? Namika the Oye Utuni. Na Abba Akutswe na Omo Abraham na Obo.
It was kingdom righteousness he had.
Na Oye Ahimanu Sini yet na Abraham Obo.
We have said that kingdom righteousness comes by believing in what Jesus did on the cross.
Na yese Ahimanu Sinu yen Oba Wabra Yaji Jesus Atu.
So the Bible tells us that the basis of Abraham's righteousness was that he believed the gospel even during his time before Jesus Christ ever came. He believed the gospel of Jesus. There are three ways that God presented the gospel to Abraham even during his time many, many years ago. The first time the gospel was preached to Abraham was during the time that Melchizedek gave Abraham bread and wine. Bread standing for the body of Jesus and wine standing for the blood of Jesus. And so right with Melchizedek, Abraham heard the gospel preached that Jesus was going to shed his blood and he is going to have his back wounded for our sake.
Now, Abraham, I want to hear Ozikana Onye Abra, Sophopeny, Melchizedek, Obe, na Oman, Pano, na wine, de Obezi, na Oye Abra, na Pano, Ojina Homa, Jesus, na Wanam, na ensanu so ogina homa ni mojea obechi wo kavi ozama hen na ehwe na imprayer opre wo nechi nara no na onam do ma Abraham onya chefa wo onu Jesus na hotuye ni mu.
So Abraham saw Jesus before Jesus came on earth physically. The second way that the gospel was preached to Abraham was when he went to Mount Moriah to go and offer his only son, whom he loved, Isaac, on the altar.
Abraham ohu Jesus na hotoye na ahimadu mu ahotoye ni abra onye ne ba Isaac oko Mount Moriah de onye no kobo afar eho na ohu nyame na ahimani mu ahotoye otodo ebien.
When God provided himself a ram
nyame na kasa manu hu egwana
for his own burnt offering,
there was the bobo afar,
because the sacrificing of Isaac wasn't going to please him. Abraham heard the gospel being preached that Jesus was going to come. God was going to provide himself a lamb on the mountain who is going to die. Abraham believed the gospel of the cross. The third way, which I don't want us to go there because some of you will not understand, is when God preached the gospel of Christ to Abraham using the stars. But I won't go there. So Abraham believed the gospel.
Abraham,
the gospel of the cross. If you read about his life, you will see that God should not look at the works of Abraham and pronounce him righteous. God just looked at his believing in the cross to say that Abraham, you have kingdom righteousness. You have my type of righteousness. But after the life of Abraham came the law. In fact, it came, according to the Bible, 430 years after the promise was made to Abraham. So all of a sudden humanity was filled with the law. Why did God give us the law? Because those instincts that were in Adam and Eve were still in man. The instinct that let me do something to merit something. Yeah, let me live in such a way that I will merit righteousness or prove righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible does not call us to prove righteousness. I should say the Bible does not tell us to prove kingdom righteousness. Anytime the Bible talks about kingdom righteousness or God's righteousness, God's type of righteousness, he says that we should believe it and confess it. He does not say that we should live it. He just says believe it and confess it and you will be righteous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He doesn't say that live it so that you will be righteous, make some effort so that you'll be righteous. He always says when it comes to kingdom righteousness, that comes by the gospel, that you must believe it and confess it. Today, people struggle with righteousness. They cannot live the kingdom life because the type of righteousness which their focus is on is the one that they have to prove it, or they have to do something to merit it. But not so. Not so. He wants us to believe his righteousness and confess his righteousness. So when Jesus Christ came around, and he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Ladies and gentlemen, it was because kingdom righteousness was lost. Because you cannot seek for something which you have found or which is there. Kingdom righteousness was there. God's righteousness was there before the law. But the law overshadowed it. Because human nature wants to always do something to receive something. So it made human beings prefer the law. And so kingdom righteousness got lost. It was covered by religious righteousness everywhere. So Jesus Christ said that seek first the kingdom of God and that righteousness which your father Abraham lived in, but which was lost because of the introduction of the law. Sin is always a distraction to the kingdom of God. I will say it again. Sin is a distraction from your assignment of ruling the earth. In the beginning, God created man and gave him an assignment, have dominion or rule over the earth. But the devil distracted us from our assignment of rulership by introducing sin. Because he knows that when sin comes in, all our focus, all that we'll be chasing will be sin and righteousness. And our concentration will leave our assignment of rulership. That is why Jesus Christ came. To take away sin and introduce God's type of righteousness we call his righteousness or kingdom righteousness. Today I want to call you who is listening to me to God's righteousness, which you don't have to do anything about, because it is already perfect. And so what you do or not do cannot improve it or undo it. If something is perfect, it means that the thing has been sealed. When you believe, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And when God seals something, ladies and gentlemen, no man can penetrate it. For God to seal something means that that thing cannot seep from inside and come out and reduce. If God seals something, the contents, in this case, righteousness, it cannot reduce. Some will come out, you see, through the seal. And then there is nothing that can enter again from outside because the thing, you have been sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. I came to tell you that if we focus on God's righteousness, we are on our way to ruling, on our way to capturing back our assignment of rulership on this earth. That is why God joined the kingdom of God or the rule of God to righteousness, his righteousness. Now, if we seek these things, then we are complete.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on high.